Governor Whitmer and Republican legislative leaders agreed over the weekend to pursue a state budget for the coming fiscal year separate from a long-term plan to increase road funding. The deadline for an agreed-upon budget is October 1st to avoid a partial government shutdown. Here's the governor today.
A shutdown would be catastrophic for a lot of people that are counting on us to get this done, and I'm not willing to play games with people's lives.
And here with us now is Representative Christine Gregg, Democrat from Farmington Hills, and the House Minority Leader. Representative, what's your reaction to this agreement to decouple road funding from the budget process?
Well, you know, we have to be responsible for the people of Michigan. I wholeheartedly agree with the governor that we have to be responsible, make sure that we don't have a shutdown, but we absolutely have to keep working on a road solution. That's what we are elected to do. And so we can do both. We can get the budget done, and we can continue to have these roads funding conversations.
Now, at the end of last month, you called Governor Whitmer's proposed 45-cent gas tax an extreme that likely wouldn't happen. What was the issue among House Democrats with that plan?
So what we were talking about is, like, we have two different approaches, one very direct, elegant approach about 45 cents and you're done with the problem. On the other hand, we had Republicans that were refusing to put out any ideas for revenue. So what we're saying is we've got to start talking and in the middle and looking at other ideas to raise the necessary revenue that we all know we need to improve our roads. And so House Democrats is, you know, back in June, we have been putting forth ideas that are a shared responsibility and a fair plan and approach to our budget and our funding. Things like heavy trucks, making sure that they're paying their fair share in this solution as well. Looking at business, where can they help out? We've got some tax loopholes that have been out there that are just basically tax giveaway for business. Where are there opportunities there to raise some additional revenue as well?
And we know the governor has said she's open to alternative road funding plans if people don't like her. So have there been conversations with the governor about those plans from House Democrats?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we continue to put forth these ideas. You know, I also today called for a bipartisan task force, and the whole idea is, again, an avenue to bring even more ideas about revenue and make sure that we are approaching this from a fair share standpoint.
We certainly have been talking in Michigan about the road funding issue and road problems for a while now. What would a task force accomplish that hasn't already been talked about before?
So the main focus in the past has been what is the level of the issue. We know what it is. We know what has to be done, the revenue that needs to go forth to reverse the decline in our roads and actually improve them. That's a done deal. What we have to talk about are how do we get there? What are the revenue options that we have? Where do heavy trucks come into this? Where does business come into it? Where does a fuel tax come in? You know, there have been things thrown out about ballot initiatives, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for getting all these ideas and then actually get some recommendations and how, once we have the recommendation, the plan to get it done. So quit just providing menus and options and stuff like that, but this is how we're actually going to get it done.
Let's talk a little politics. So without the pressure of that October 1st deadline and get that budget done or risk a partial shutdown, is Governor Whitmer still in a strong position to get added revenue for roads from the Republican-led legislature?
You know, this is an issue where we've got to put politics aside, and we have to say what is going to move Michigan forward, what is going to improve our standing as a state and make sure that we have a great environment for people to raise their families and as well as business to come with great paying jobs. And if we don't put that first over politics, then it's going to be hard to move forward. So the Republicans to this point have not offered any real solutions to come up with revenue. So we have to continue to push them. Everyone needs to put their Team Michigan hat on at this point and make sure that we aren't letting up on the gas pedal and making sure that we're solving this problem once and for all.
So to speak, is she still in the political driver's seat?
Absolutely. She's the governor of our state, and she is working with all of us to find that solution.
House Minority Leader Christine Gregg on the job in Lansing as the search for road funding continues, now perhaps under a task force. Thank you so much for being with us on Stateside.
Thanks, Cynthia.